The Irish and Kilter Music Podcast, show number 59. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands. The artists in the show need your support. You can do that by buying their music. You can find a link to all of the artists, along with show times and chapters for each song, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. We kicked off the show with Brett Blackshear. That was Whiskey for Breakfast and Staten Island Hornpipe from Fingers, Frets, and Fire. Next up is Pochin Band with Sleeve Lucre from their album Banks of Red River. We'll be right back.
winter hoggles fain no more capain. Tan shatain thursha lot not if ever on. Oh, sumbale, betale hash on. Kids long who are not can hear, kegger father. Hugs me to the narrow, Mogroya the world. Hunger sorrow is paling, a god is your mal.
young ladies were blackbirds and thrushes, if all the young ladies were blackbirds and thrushes, then all the young men would go beating the bushes, right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal. If all the young ladies were ducks on the water, if all the young ladies were ducks on the water, then all the young men would go swimming in laughter, right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal. If all the young ladies were rushes a-growing, if all the young ladies were rushes a-growing, then men with their sides would be out without mowing, right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal. If the ladies were all trout and salmon so lively, if the ladies were all trout and salmon so lively, then divil a one would go fishing on Friday, right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal day. If all the young ladies were hares on the mountain, if all the young ladies were hares on the mountain, then men with their hounds would be out without counting, right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal.
After Poaching came Teda with Il On Dun Or, that features the singing of John C. Riley. It's from their album, Koshkeim Quillig. After that was Old Blind Dogs with Knucklehead Circus. I got some new music from them on the podcast. Then came Neve Parsons and Graham Dune with Blackbirds and Thrushes and the Musical Priest from So Here's to You, live in Vlislingen 2001. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I need your comments, so please send those in. Send in some pictures too. What are you doing? Let me see. It's just about summertime, so it's a good time to share some of those pictures. Tom Morley posted on Facebook, thanks for including a track from my album, The Raven's Wing, on this week's show. An awesome honor to be among the great Celtic and Irish artists you promote every week. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. And I thank you for sharing your music with me. And I look forward to getting more from you in the future. He's with a number of fantastic bands. What was it? Bana Deja and Mithril. Go check him out if you get a chance. You'll find a link in the show notes. Next up is Jackie McCarthy with I Think I Understand from Courting and Trees.
Daylight falls upon the path, the forest falls behind. Today I am not prey to dark uncertainty. The shadow trembles in its wrath. I've robbed its blackness blind and tasted its sunlight as my fear came clear to me. stepping stones or sinking sand. Now the way leads to the hills above the steeples chime. Thirsty fill of friendship over wine, forgetting fear but never disregarding her. I think I understand. Fear is like a wilderness. Stones or sinking sand. Sometime voices in the night will call me back again. That keeps the traveler sane. I'll challenge them with flashes from a brighter time. I think I understand. Fear is like a wilderness. Stones or sinking sand.
after Jackie McCarthy came Fluke with Calico from Flatfish, then Shillelagh with Lish Young by a Broom from A Turn of Fortune, and finally Scott Hoy with Anansi Villagra from Black Rose. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out nearly every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, and that's just for as little as $1 per episode. For higher pledges, you can also get music-only episodes, free MP3s, and standalone Celtic stories when you become a Songhenger. Special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Dick Ellison and Alan Schindler. Thank you so much for supporting this show. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to songhenge.com. That takes you to our Patreon page. Number two, listen to a kitty. No, that's not it. got a kitten meowing in here. Just number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10. Make sure to cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. The Breath is up next with All That You Have Been from their album Only Stories, Let the Cards Fall Revisited.
Thank you. 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the grand city hall in New York. What a wonderful craft she was rigged for in that. And oh, how the wild winds drove her. She had several masts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of coal. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' eyes. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million dogs, 6 million hogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million bales of old nanny goat's tails in the ship called the Irish Rover. One song left, one song and left. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Jack McGurk, who was scarce to work. And your man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Clomber O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man McMcCann, from the banks of the band, was the skipper of the Irish Rover. Broke out and our ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, myself and the captain's old dog. Then our ship hit a rock. Oh Lord, what a shock! Turned the ship right over. It turned 9 times around. And the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. Folks, thanks for listening. End of the month, come to the Irish Festival.
Say. love came in. She came in so softly, her feet made no dent, and she came close beside me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding.
After the Breath came West Awake with Irish Rover from Live at the Dublin Pub, then Stone Row with She Moved Through the Fair from Alignment, and finally Red Hill Rats with Tales of Broken Shadows from their album Cape Wolf. I hope you had a wonderful time this week, and I really hope you had a wonderful time, because next week I'm taking off. We didn't hit our Patreon goal, and that's okay. It also gives me some time to breathe while I get ready, speaking of the breath, breathe as I get ready to go on my Celtic invasion of Loch Lomond. I'm heading out there on June 1st. So it's almost time, and I'm looking forward. It's going to be a fantastic trip. I'm looking forward to sharing stories with you. You can follow my Instagram, Instagram.com/KeltFather, or Facebook, same thing. I'll also try to post some pictures on our Facebook page as well. So keep an eye open. You might be able to follow some of the stories. I do have some other podcasts that occasionally I like to post to while I'm traveling. I'll try to let you know if that happens, but stay tuned. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support so they can keep creating new music. If music in this show inspired you, please support the artists. You can buy their music. You can stream their music. It's another way. It doesn't make them much money, but it's still a wonderful way to support them. You can see their shows, and of course, many of the artists are on Patreon, just like this podcast. And of course, I always appreciate when you drop artists an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It lets them know that this is working. You can get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Irish and Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember also to vote in the Celtic Top 20. Oh, and if you want to find out more about my Celtic invasions in general, go to CelticInvasion.com. We're going to finish up with Old Turf Fire by Willow Green from their self-titled album. Thank you so much for listening. I got some great shows coming starting in 2 weeks, so stick around for that. Talk to you later. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Dunn, the Kilt Father. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.